Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Networking Diva Hour radio show, always live, always heard worldwide.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Networking Diva Hour today, and always a special thanks to the new listeners out there. Welcome. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, for the next hour and every Friday morning here live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy each week to bring this program to you and give many tips on the do's and don'ts from networking, current events, to being the best that you can be, and all business information in between. We hope to guide you to success and to help put your best foot forward professionally, financially, and effectively. We look forward to your emails, your chats, your posts, your tweets. You can reach us in the chat room or send me an email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and help lead you to success. I say to you every week, if you're always networking, when are you working your business? So grab a latte and sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have another great quote in reference to today's show, that we're more than halfway through, and what's up with you and your business? And this quote is from somebody you might recognize, John F. Kennedy, in reference to change, as we're going to talk about today. And he stated, change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. Well, I do like that quote. So good morning and welcome to the Networking Diva Hour, first Friday August blogs. Can you believe I'm saying August? I just told you June and July, and here we are already in August, in the dog days of summer. Even though July was noted, because August wasn't here yet, the hottest month on Earth ever. And that is really scary that we're getting hotter and hotter. But that's the way it is. But I'd like to start the show with thanking the people who have made it possible as we celebrate our 10th year in just a few weeks. They are Kathy Bilkus, your Tax Lady Accounting Services, Shield 616, Protecting Our Protectors, The Colorado Springs Over 50.com, a great business app, for you to download and check out businesses over 50. And, of course, the Center of Gratitude radio show with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. And he is here today with your August gifts. And we have to all remember to wish him a happy birthday today. So please help me welcome the birthday boy, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this special day.
Yes, it is a special day. So happy, happy, happy birthday. I hope you got all my posts and texts and everything else.
I did. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Now, you're the great one here, and I really appreciate you taking time on this very special day to read us our August gratitude gifts, because it's very important that we get that every month for people really need to pay attention to what is happening as we breeze through this year. I was just saying, can you believe it's August already?
I can't, no. I mean, I blink and, you know, before we blink again, it's going to be November, and then we'll be talking about what you did for your birthday in October. So don't blink too fast or too hard.
I'm not having one this year, so don't worry about that. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because unknowingly you brought me into exactly what I was going to talk about today, which is my gratitude gift that I like to give you when it's my month for the birthday, and that is the birthday perspective with gratitude. So today I want to talk about the power behind using your annual milestone to create your ultimate life at the ultimate level. So birthdays are great times during one's personal year to look back at the year that they've had, to see what growth has occurred, what negativity has gone, what positivity has arrived, and what level of gratitude is now amplified versus 1 year ago. Birthdays are great because they allow you to use your past as a catalyst. When we look back but don't harp on the past, we are reminded of the versions of ourselves that we were, not who we necessarily are today. It is those versions of ourselves that manifested into the version that we are currently. And who we are now will manifest into who we will become by our birthdays next year. Birthdays are also inherently joyful, depending on your perspective. And that's why talking about the birthday perspective is very important. Because to have that perspective, as you kind of alluded to, it's either positive or it's negative. And sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that we're having one. But if we don't have one, we're not living. Because people who are not living don't get them anymore. So if you dread getting older, then you're in turn saying that you don't want anything that life has to offer you because you dread the progression. If you dread the progression, which lies in the future, how can you equally not want to be older, yet want each of the life desires you have to manifest? If you don't want to get older, why not? I mean, no one really wants to age, and thankfully for you and me, Janice, we don't. But age
right.
is as much, I mean, no, we did not, as it is an accrual of years, you know. So if you allow yourself to be enveloped with the fear of aging, getting wrinkles, looking older, going gray, losing your hair, whatever, then you're focusing on the wrong components of aging. With age, we know more than we knew yesterday. We know more than we knew last year, and we certainly know more about how life works than we did 10 years ago. That is, if we are paying attention. The negativity is what causes the stress, and the stress causes wrinkles, hair loss, dehydration of the skin, and deterioration of one's health, whereas positivity causes the radiance, the rejuvenation, and a literal reversal of the physical aging process than a body that is ridden with stress. If you don't want to be older, yet you want to create your ultimate life at the ultimate level, then you've got to change your mindset. So set your focus with gratitude so that you continue to receive new days, new opportunities, and new perspectives from which you may live your ultimate life at the ultimate level. There's nothing wrong with getting older. Now, when it's time for my birthday, I get out my calendar and I go through each month leading up to it from my prior birthday. I make a great list by going back month by month, and by the end of the year in review, I see how many accomplishments I've had, what places I've traveled to, what new friends I've made, what friends I've parted ways with, what awesome new life circumstances have arisen, and along with growth and progress within my family and friends and other life influencers, because if we never look back, we never fully appreciate moving forward. And the thoughts and feelings function on frequencies that align with our life circumstances. The past is also great to refer to because if you look closely enough beyond the emotions, you may be able to pinpoint the exact moment in time that a life event altered your course, morphing you into the next version of yourself who would deal with the next segment of your life. Birthdays are also wonderful, and this is my final thought with the perspective today, because of their provocation of giving. When people hear it's your birthday, they want to do something for you. They want to give you something. They want to celebrate you, all because it's a special day in your life. So to wrap it up, my gratitude gift to you this month and every day that you know of a birthday, be grateful that you are receiving another birthday, another year to make your life even better than it was last year, another day to celebrate yourself and everything that makes you wonderful, and, of course, another year to be grateful. And that is the birthday perspective for you this August of 2023.
Well, that was awesome. And I love the fact that you go back over the entire year and see your accomplishments and new friends and failures too, I guess, and everything else that you've done over the year. That's a great way to look at it. And I really thank you for these awesome gratitude gifts for the month of August. And next month for First Friday Blogs will be your 100th episode. Did you know that?
I did. Isn't that something?
That is awesome. And then you'll be back on in the month with some announcements about your new book. And then after that, towards the end of the month, I'll get to see you, my friend, because I'm coming to Florida.
Well, then I better make sure I'm in town. We will talk about your travel schedule off air.
Yes, I would be devastated.
That's exciting.
I
can't wait.
I would spend some time with you. So thank you, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom with the Gratitude Gifts, and he is your gratitude doctor out of Jupiter, Florida. And I thank you, and you go have yourself a great birthday today.
Thank you so much for sharing it with me. Thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. Well, that was wonderful to hear those gratitude gifts. And we are going to have another announcement here in a moment. But I wanted to take the time to let you know that this is our 10th year and our final year. We are ending the Networking Diva Hour Live radio show in December. And I know a lot of people have sent their thoughts in and said, why are you doing this? Well, 10 years every Friday live is a long time. And I need to start doing other things, and you'll hear all about that too. But Dr. Johnny Bergstrom has been with us for over 6 years on our First Friday blogs. And I want to thank all the sponsors that we've had over the years and the announcements we've made. And speaking of announcements, let's take another one. Good morning. Is this
Good
Derek?
Morning. This is Derek.
Hi, Derek. Why don't you explain to our audience who you are and why you're calling in while I connect with Kevin?
Okay, awesome. Great. So my name is Derek Wilson. I'm the Director of Development and Communications for Special Kids, Special Families. And Kevin and I are excited to tell your audience and share with them about our Night of Comedy and about our organization and all the great work that we do.
Great. And Kevin, are you on?
I am. Congratulations
Real
on the 10 years.
Real quickly, introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks. I'm Kevin Porter. I'm the executive director here at Special Kids, Special Families. I've been on the job for a whopping 6 months. So really, really grateful for this opportunity. And congratulations on your 10 years.
Thank you. So what do you guys have to tell us about? Derek, you go first.
To Derek.
Well, I can't wait to share everything about our Night of Comedy. It's our 12th annual Night of Comedy, Boots, Buckles, and Chuckles. It's going to be held on Saturday, September 30th at the fabulous Boot Barn Hall. It's going to feature comedian ventriloquist entertainer Greg Klassen. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a great party for a great cause. It's something folks don't want to miss out on. It all goes to support our mission, Zach's Place in particular, which Kevin's going to touch on in just a few minutes to tell you a little bit more about that and all the great work that we do.
Great, great. And but I do want to hear a little bit more about this upcoming event, September 30th. The Boot Barn Hall, that's pretty new in here in Colorado Springs. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been open now, I think about 5 years. It'll be our foray into at the Boot Barn for our Night of Comedy. So we think a lot of folks are going to want to come check it out if you haven't been there before. It's a beautiful venue. It's a great place to host an event like this, to come out, enjoy with your friends an evening out, and again, knowing that all that's going to go to help support Zach's Place and our mission here at Special Kids, Special Families. Like I said, there's a comedian's going to be there. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have photo booths. It's going to be food included, a drink tickets included, just a whole slew of things for folks to come out and just have a great time, celebrate, learn more about our mission, get energized about that, learn more about exactly their dollars in action and how that plays out. And, yeah, we're just excited to get the whole community to come out. And right now, early bird prices are available. So visit our website at sksfcolorado.org and learn more.
Great, great. And Kevin, what do you have to share with us?
I just want to tell folks a little bit about Special Kids, Special Families. We're a nonprofit 501c3. We've been in the community here for 25 years, started by a mother of and her desire to provide unmet needs in our community. So she started Zach's Place, and that's been with us. It's a gem in our community. We provide services daily, after hours, during the weekend? What are the need is for the special needs communities? We know when you take on a child with special needs that it's a 24/7 job. So we're really lucky and grateful to be able to provide respite for caregivers in our community. And we do that by providing a super high level of care. And we have to take on a cost that most daycare and respite centers don't, because we're one of only two licensed daycares in the state of Colorado that provide services for kiddos with special needs. The average cost to provide services for us is about $30 an hour, and we turn no one away for their inability to pay, so sometimes we have quite the gulf to cover, and events like the Night of Comedy or how we do that, and we're so appreciative of the community of Colorado Springs and their benevolence, which they've stepped up every year and helped us continue to provide these needed services in our community.
Great. And what is the age range for Zach's Place?
2.5 up to 18. And we're lucky enough to have a continuum of care that provides services across the lifespan. So as they age out of a place like Zach's Place, we have other programs, adult day services, for example, to help them stay with us and continue to have a fulfilling and energetic life.
Right, because my grandson went to Zach's Place for a long time until he aged out. Then he went to Joey's Place. And we just loved all the care that he got and the education that he got. He just wasn't left like a couch potato to be babysat all day. They did a lot of things, and I am so grateful for special kids, special families, and that is why every year I advertise as much as I can for all the great things that you guys do. So one more time, real quickly, information about the upcoming comedy night and the early bird special and when it ends.
Sure, I can build that one. So, again, like Kevin said, we do so many great things. We do a night of comedy because it's a night where there is respite, where there is that levity for folks to just let go of their worries and cares for an evening, and to know that when they come, that the proceeds going to us are going to help those in need. So we want to make sure, as Kevin suggested, that no one's turned away for the inability to pay. And we really need that support in order to fuel our mission. So again, that's Saturday, September 30th at the Boot Barn Hall. Doors open at 5:30. They can visit our website, sksfcolorado.org, and learn more, get their tickets. And right now with those early bird prices, it's just $85 a person. That's a great deal for a great deal of good.
Great. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming on and telling my audience all about your wonderful upcoming event, and we'll definitely be talking about it every week through this month and through September. So thank you so much for putting this on and coming on. And Kevin, welcome aboard for your only 6 months. It's a great organization, and I hope you're there for a long time. So thank you guys for being here.
A real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks again to Kevin and Derek for talking about this wonderful upcoming event that we'll talk about every week. And don't forget your early bird tickets. I mean, I've been to this event several times and other events that Special Kids Special Family put on. And it's such a great cause. It is really such a great cause, and it's so needed to help. And Zach's Place is awesome. Joey's Place is awesome. And you want to make sure. And I know I have a large listening special needs community, and I hope you guys can get online and get those tickets today. But we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with today's topic about your business and you more than halfway through. So this is your host, Janice Carlson, and we will be right back.
Do you often find yourself struggling to find the joy in every day? Would you like to feel as good as you know you should? The daily struggle to find joy and happiness is shared by hundreds of millions of people around the world, and you don't have to be among them any longer. Hi, I'm the gratitude doctor, Johnny Bergstrom. For years, I struggled to find the joy that I knew I should feel, and after years of heartache and unhappiness, I treated my life with gratitude, and gratitude changed everything. I can coach you to heal your life with gratitude. Find the Center of Gratitude radio show and the Gratitude Doctor podcast, and in 15 minutes or less, you'll be well on your way to that joyful feeling with gratitude.
ColoradoSpringsOver50.com is a newly designed online member directory for businesses and organizations that provide products and services for the over 50 population. The directory features your own marketing landing page, electronic business card, event postings, member page, activity analysis, and more. So text the word CSOver50, that is CSOVER50, to 72727. And visit our website to see other features and benefits. Stop by online today at ColoradoSpringsOver50.com or text to receive our electronic business card. Colorado Springs Over 50, the best is yet to come.
Accounting can be one of the most time-consuming aspects of operating a small business, but it is paramount to the success of your business, especially since 2021. The work can be extremely overwhelming for business owners who lack the time, knowledge, and skills to properly handle their accounts. Your Tax Lady LLC Accounting Service utilizes their knowledge and experience to professionally handle your small business accounting needs. They are also equipped to remotely handle most small business needs nationwide and welcome you to contact them for a consultation. Your Tax Lady, Kathy Bilkis, is an enrolled agent and America's tax expert working for you for over 40-plus years. Call Your Tax Lady today at 719-548-4924 or online at taxladyllc.com. Your Tax Lady continues to check your bottom line so the government still doesn't get it all.
Shield 616 is a nonprofit 501c3 that was formed to help get local officers safer gear protection against rifle threats. We put together an armor package that was designed by street cops for the street cops. This armor package can be rapidly deployed to give the officer better protection and the gear needed to handle a potential active shooter situation. Shield 616 actively seeks local citizens, families, businesses, churches, and foundations who would be willing to financially support a local officer in your state to donate the armor to. The full armor package costs $1,400 per officer. However, you can donate any amount and still have the opportunity to get to know the officer you donated to. Let's break down the barrier that exists between local law enforcement and citizens. We're also asking the donors to act as an encouraging support person for the officer that they are sponsoring. This gives local citizens the opportunity to have a potential life-saving impact on a local officer and the opportunity to personally get to know his or her family and be able to pray for them specifically. With all the violence happening around the country, now more than ever, your local law enforcement needs your help and support. Make your potentially life-saving donation now. Go to shield616.org to donate, and you can request an officer or deputy right in your own area. Let us help protect our first responders that protect us. Now back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for taking a moment to listen to our sponsors. And thank you for listening to our announcements today, especially our August gratitude gifts from Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. Happy birthday again, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And also, I would like to thank Special Kids, Special Families. They had Derek Wilson and Kevin Porter today talk about a wonderful upcoming event, the Night of Comedy. And that is going to be talked about all through the month, and then the rest of the month and September to make sure you get. But you only have until the end of this month to get your early bird tickets, and believe me, it is definitely worth it, and it's such a great cause. So please make sure that you do get your tickets and enjoy a fun night of comedy and camaraderie and blessings to all of you that take the time to do this. I just love what they do and what they have done for my life and my grandson's life. So thank you, Special Kids, Special Families, again for that. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about, now in June, our 6 month, I talked about halfway through and gave you, talked about personal goals. Well, we're more than halfway through 2023 and want to know where you are in your business goals. I mean, the third quarter of the year is here already, and that means it's time to do a mid-year check-in. The more than halfway point is in a calendar of fiscal year is a great opportunity to reevaluate the goals you set at the start of the year, analyze your progress, and make adjustments, because we only have 4 months left in the year, and you want to make this one of your best years ever. So the benefit of setting business goals, regularly setting goals, and measuring your progress is key to consistently improving your business. Not only does thoughtful goal setting force you to plan ahead, it also gives you a way to track your work and results. To make the most of your goals, though, you need to revisit them often. Evaluating your goals halfway through the year, or more than halfway through the year, is particularly valuable because it gives you time to course correct and set yourself up for success. Yeah, a mid-year check-in and reset makes it easier to stay focused on task with your goals, improve cash flow, boost morale for the second half of the year, or in this case, more than second half. This is the third half of the year. Eliminate strategies or projects that aren't working. Spot potential problems in your operations, finances, or even marketing. Ensure you're using your time and energy wisely. Now, how to evaluate your goals more than halfway through the year? Are you ready to get started? And please, ladies and gentlemen, remember, don't scurry to get a pen and paper to write everything down. One thing wonderful about Blog Talk Radio is that right after my live show, it goes into the archive, and you can go into Blog Talk Radio, the Networking Diva Hour, and listen to any of the past shows over the years, by date, by topic, by guest, and sit back and replay it over and over, and have a latte and take notes. But we ask you one thing. We ask you to share it with someone that might not have heard it or might need to hear it again. So please do that. You can copy the link and share it on your pages with your contacts. We appreciate you doing that so everybody gets the great information that's sent to us to share with all of you. So if you're ready to get started, here are 4 steps you can take to review and reset your business goals. The first one is organize and review your goals. Start by revisiting the goals you set at the end of last year and the start of this year. To get a clearer picture of your progress, try organizing them by category and timeline. Categories should include revenue, customer acquisition, marketing, operations, sales, or growth. For example, within each category, group your goals by annually, quarterly, or monthly benchmarks. The second one is assess your progress. One by one, go through your goals and evaluate your progress according to the specific milestones you set. If you already have a system for tracking your progress, this step will be pretty straightforward. If you don't, now is the time to implement one. I have to take a moment here to say, my producer is notifying me, the chat room is closed today, and so are the phone lines. We don't take calls for questions. We take email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com. But today is First Friday Blogs, a shorter show, and we don't take anything other than planned guests. So I just want to put it out there because some things are lighting up. People are trying to get in and ask questions, and we can't do that on First Friday Blogs. So back to this. For each goal, work on answering the following. How do you define progress? Which specific key performance indicators, the KPIs, are you tracking? Did you exceed the goal, meet it, or did you fall short? To what degree? If the goal is still in progress, you are on track to reach it. And if you fell short, you didn't fail. Just reset the date and reset that goal. What strategies have you used to reach your goals in the first and second half of the year? Which tactics have been helpful? If the goal is still in progress, do you think it's realistic to reach? Evaluate that. Are there any unique circumstances that affect or will affect your ability to reach your goal? Answering these questions in detail will give you a good idea of whether or not you'll be on track to meet those goals. And if you're not, what you need to change going forward. There also is a possibility that goals itself aren't realistic given your customer base and budget, which means you may have to change them. The third one is adjust your goals with new information. Once you've measured your progress, think about which changes, if any, you need to implement for the second half of the year to either meet or exceed your goals. Here are some factors that can contribute to your success or even struggles. Seasonality, changes to your team, changes to your customer or client base, cash flow fluctuation, unforeseen events or even crisis. Countless circumstantial changes can affect your goal progress. If your customer base has grown significantly over the past quarter, your cash flow might be tied up in inventory. If your project manager recently quit, you may not have enough resources or time to take on new clients for a while. If your busy season is coming up, you may have more revenue than usual. However, it's all also important to think about your business from a holistic standpoint. Maybe you hit your sales target every month, for instance, but you know from a recent employee survey that your sales team is feeling overwhelmed or burnt out. In that case, continuing with the same benchmarks for the rest of the year could jeopardize the satisfaction and well-being of your team. That's why it is helpful to ask the following questions when adjusting your goals. Is this still an important goal to strive for? Is it realistic, as I mentioned? Is this goal in line with your company values? Do you have the resources and time necessary to pursue these goals? Depending on your answers again, you can either scrap the goal, amend it, or leave it as is. The fourth one, suggestion, is create monthly and weekly plans for carrying out those goals. The surest way to reach your goals is to create a reasonable plan for executing them and include your team. Breaking your goal down into smaller pieces makes it feel more achievable. For each goal, consider the following. Tasks. What do you need to do each month or your team or each week or each day to make progress of these goals? People. Who will be in charge of executing each task? Resources. What resources do you need to achieve your goal? Results. What does success look like for this goal? Imagine that one of your goals is to hire an administrative assistant by the end of this quarter. Using the format above, you might include the following information. Tasks. Write a job description for the role by the end of week one. Post the job description to several different job boards and recruiting sites by the end of week two. Review all the applications that come in by the end of week five. Schedule interviews by the end of week seven, etc. People. Business owner and HR administrators to write the job description together. HR is to post the job online. HR to screen all applications, then send the top five to the business owner, etc. Resources, subscriptions to job search engines and recruiting sites, market standard salary information, training guide for new hires, etc. Results, taking the new administrative assistant through the onboard process by week 12. You can use a spreadsheet to list out your various task details and timelines, or try to project management tools. That's another great idea. Setting SMART goals. When you're running a business, it is tempting to set lofty goals, but dreaming big only gets you so far. You'll have more success meeting your business goals if they follow the SMART format, meaning the specific, measurable, obtainable, realistic, and timely. That spells out SMART acronyms. Again, specific, measurable, obtainable, realistic, and timely. That's the SMART format. For example, instead of saying you want to acquire more customers by the end of the year, you should say you want to grow your customer base by 5% each month until you reach, for example, 5,000 customers plus. Embracing this midpoint check-in. Figuring out what works in your business takes trial and error, but the more often you set and revisit your goals, the more success you're likely to have. This year, instead of moving fast without looking back, take the time to check in. Honestly evaluate your efforts and pivot if you need to, especially as we enter into the last quarter pretty soon, before you know it, and the busy holiday season. Your business could be better for it in the long run. Thank you, Entrepreneur Magazine and others who have contributed to today's First Friday blog. Again, your business and you more than halfway through. So I hope you got something out of that. We're going to take a short break and come back with another announcement. This is your host, Janice Carlson. I promise you, we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Johnny Bergstrom from the Center of Gratitude. As a personal metaphysical coach, I work with folks all over the world to heal their hearts, mend their minds, and strengthen their spirits with gratitude. And I can help you do the same. tune into my show, The Gratitude Doctor, right here on Blog Talk Radio, anytime you need a boost. For more information, visit thegratitudedoctor.org.
Mountain Vapor Lounge in beautiful Woodland Park, Colorado carries certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils and a variety of premium CBD products. They also have products that are either isolate, broad, or full spectrum CBD, along with tinctures, edibles, and bath and body for you to try. Call 719-888-9523 today to speak with their wellness advocate. They truly care about your wellness and will take the time to help find the right product for you. Check them out today at mountainvaporlounge.com and also on Facebook. Mountain Vapor Lounge, more than a vape shop. No one is certain what the tax obligation will look like with all the changes this year. Did you know the tax rate is going down, but exemptions are being eliminated? These are just a few of the many changes. Cut through all the confusion and let your tax lady with over 40 years experience fit the pieces together. Call Kathy Bilkus, your tax lady, at 719-548-4924 or connect online at taxladyllc.com and check her out on Facebook and Twitter. Your tax lady checks your bottom line so the government doesn't get it all.
Colorado Springs Over 50.com is a newly designed online member directory for businesses and organizations that provide products and services for the over 50 population. The directory features your own marketing landing page, electronic business card, event postings, member page, activity analysis, and more. So text the word CS Over 50, that is CSOVER 50, to 72727. And visit our website to see other features and benefits. Stop by online today at ColoradoSpringsOver50.com or text to receive our electronic business card. Colorado Springs Over 50, the best is yet to come. Now back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you to tuning in for our first Friday, August blogs, which is a shorter show when I'm taking questions or anything in the chat room, as I mentioned. But I do want to make another announcement. As I mentioned earlier in the show, this is our 10th and final year. And I know I've been getting all kinds of emails and posts and tweets. I've really enjoyed 10 years of doing this show live, not a podcast, but live with wonderful guests from all over the world. And we will continue that until the very last Friday of this year, 2023. For instance, next week we'll have another new guest, Michael DeVauge Jr. He's going to start a podcast called The Fearless Road, and you definitely want to hear from him and what he's going to be coming out with in the fall. But even the rest of the month, we have a wonderful guest in reference to entrepreneurship, business, and then we'll have, I think, Beth is coming on with transforming from college to business. So we have such great people that are coming on all month and through the month of September, which we'll celebrate in a different way this year. Each September we've always dedicated to suicide prevention because it's our anniversary month, and we talked a little bit about mental health, but we'll do new authors for the month of September because I'm running out of months to do things with. So we only have 3 months after this to get everybody in that we wanted to get and that you've requested, and new guests. So I wanted to make that clear that we'll still have new guests. And the last week of September, we heard from Kevin and Derek from Special Kids, Special Families, is the 12th annual Night of Comedy, Boots, Buckles, and Chuckles. They have a dinner buffet, the silent auction. That early bird special goes till August 31st. Then it goes up. You can buy a table. You can check them out and go to SKSFColorado.org and check out if you want to purchase a table for you and your friends and get a little bit of a deal. And it's featuring comedian ventriloquist Greg Glasson. The event MC is Fox's 21 morning news anchor, Abby Burke. I mean, it is an awesome event with wonderful community sponsors. And they mentioned that it's on September 30th, and I have two tickets already. But unfortunately, I have to be in Florida that week for a family event, and I cannot attend for the first time in a long time. However, I have these two wonderful tickets that I'm willing to give away to somebody in our local audience. So all you have to do is email me at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com and tell me why you would like to, you and whoever would like to go to this wonderful event, if you have a special story behind it or a special needs person in your family that this will benefit, please go on to my email and let me know. And then I want you to go on to Special Kids, Special Family, Colorado.org and like their pages and see all the great things they do. And I will announce the winner the second week of September of the two free tickets, and they're valued at close to $100 a piece. And I will gladly give them to you to take my place and represent the Networking Diva Hour. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's my announcement and my giveaway for our 10th anniversary, which will be the month of September. So thank you again for listening to the shorter show today. And again, next week, don't forget, the Fearless Road information's coming out where he's going to make fear your friend. And that's Michael DeVos Jr. So until next week, have a blessed week. Be safe. And I will see you on the radio. Happy August. I got the eye of the tiger.